ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Tumah is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilu Nishmas Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nata Getzel, and Rachel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak.
Baisai, this is a special announcement for all Shas Illuminated participants. We are, Baruch Hashem, nearing the completion of Shas Illuminated Shiurim on all of Shas. Plans are underway for a major Siyum event to take place in December, and we want to share this simcha with you, our dear Lomdim. Please email siyum@shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS to receive updates about the Siyum.
Tmura Daf Yud Aleph. We'll begin at the bottom of Yud Amud Beis. The Gemara is discussing the machlokes between Bar Pada and Rabbi Yochanan. Bar Pada holds in Kedusha Chala al Ubrin, and Rabbi Yochanan holds Kedusha Chala al Ubrin. The Gemara asks a kasha from Er Mishnah on Bar Pada. The Mishnah which says, one cannot be Mamer from an Uber of Hegdish. And one wants to know, according to Bar Pada, how is it possible to have an Uber of Hegdish, since Kedusha is not Chal al Ubrin? And this one answers, we'll have to say, according to Bar Pada, the Pshat in the Mishnah is Bivladuis Kodshim. The case of the Mishnah is talking about where the mother already was a Karbin, and the Vlad therefore becomes Kedish Bamela as well. You don't have to say that Kedusha is Chal al Ubrin. However, Nat Gemara asks, that the Mishnah would be Mashma. The reason why one cannot be Mamer from this Uber of Hegdish is because it wasn't born yet. If it's talking about Vlodis Kodshim, that even after it's born, one cannot be Mamer. That's the Mishnah later on. On the Afi Beza Meraf, the Mishnah over there says that Vlad Kodshim are not Oisit Muro. So this is where it enters that Am Mishnah over here in Daf Yud could fit with the Sheet of Rabbi Huda in that Mishnah in Daf Yud Beis. Rabbi Huda holds Vlad is Oisit Muro. So that's what Am Mishnah would be saying, according to Bar Pada. When Am Mishnah says one cannot be Mamer from an Uber of Hegdish, are we talking about an Uber which is Vlad Kodshim, and if it was it's born, then already you would be able to be Mamer like the Sheet of Rabbi Huda. One can be Mamer from Vlad Kodshim. However, before it's born, there is no Tzmura from an Uber. The Gemara, however, then continues, and the Gemara asks, how could we suggest that Am Mishnah Daf Yud fits with the Sheet of Rabbi Huda? The Tan of Am Mishnah is Mashma that he agrees to Rabbi Yosi that Kedusha could be Chal in an Aver. The machlokes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yosi is just as far as Tmura. Since we see Rabbi Yosi says, Halodim Gedoshim, Ha'im Raglash Azu Oila Kula Oila, it seems that the Tanakam is maskim to that. If so, how can we say that the Tan of Amrish is Rabbi Huda? We know that Rabbi Huda holds that if one is Makdish and Aver, we do not say that the entire Behemoth is Niskadish. Rabbi Huda does not hold of Pashto, as we see over here in Dafir Al from Adbeiz. This is machlokes from Mary and Rabbi Huda, Kenegat Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara answers, Hachib Mayaskin and Be'Aver Shanashamba Tluyabai. The Gemara here answers, based on that which the Gemara says more about Richos and Daf Yud Aleph from Adbeiz, that even Rabbi Huda, who does not hold of Pashta when one is Makdish and Aver, he's masking if you're Makdish and Aver, Shana Shama Tluyaba, there the whole Behemah is Niskadish. Therefore, the Gemara means to say over here is, that which our Mishnah tells us, that this Machaikis Tanakam and Rebesi, if one is Mamer onto an Aver, and Mashmai says, by Hagdosha, everyone was masking that we do say the Aver is Niskadish and it's Pashta to the entire Behemah. The Mishnah is talking about a case where he's Makdish or he's Mamer onto Aver Shana Shama Tluyaba. That's where there'll be a difference between Akdosha and Tmura. Regular Akdosha, even according to Rabbi Huda, who are suggesting that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Huda, he agrees that the entire Behemah will be Niskadish. However, when it comes to Tmura, Tmura is not Chal in an Aver, even an Aver Shana Shama Tluyaba, as Rashi over here brings, because we have a Joshua Behemah Behemah. Tmura is only when he's Mamer onto entire Behemah. Akapam, this would seem to be the halacha. The maskana that if one is Mamer onto an Aver Shana Shama Tluyaba, the Tmura is not Chala, like the Sheet of the Tanakamo. Similarly, the Gemara at the top of Yud Aleph from Rav makes a similar cheshbin to explain the Mishnah and Daf Tazayin Amud Beis, which the Gemara quoted at the bottom of Yud Amud Beis. Now, the Mishnah over there says, Chaymer be Kodshim be Tmura. Kodshim has a Chumra over Tmura, that one could be Makdish and Aver, one cannot be Mamer onto an Aver. The Gemara says that Mishnah also would have to be going according to Behuda. Because that Mishnah also says one cannot be Mamer from an Uber of Hegdish. According to Bar Pada, how is it possible to have an Uber of Hegdish? Akarchach Bevlodis Kodshim. And again, the Gemara is bothered if it's talking about a Vlad Kodshim, then even after it's born, it does not have Tmura. Akarchach is going according to Behuda. And again, the Gemara says, if it's going according to Behuda, what does it mean that Hakdosha could be Chal in an Aver and be Pashta? Behuda doesn't hold of that. Again, the Gemara answers, it's talking about where he was Makdish Aver Shana Shama Tluyaba. And since that Mishnah is Mechalik and says only Akdosha works on such an Aver, not Tmura, that would be a right that one cannot be Mamer onto an Aver Shana Shama Tluyaba. Now even though this whole Cheshmin of the Gemara is only to explain the Sheet of Bar Pada, to answer how according to Bar Pada do we have an Uber of Hegdish, the Gemara was forced to say that it's talking about Vlad Kodshim, therefore it has to go according to Behuda, Therefore, we're forced also to say B'das Rabbi Yehuda that Eiver Shana Shama Tluya Ba has Akdasha but does not have Tmura. Once we get to the Maskana Se Gemara, when the Gemara says that Barpada's Maskim B'tam B'meit Mima, that Uber can be Niskadish, you don't have this whole Cheshbin. Therefore, both as far as the Mishnah Daf Yud Amar Aleph and as far as the Mishnah Daf Tazayin Amar Beis, you don't have to say it's talking about Vladis Kachim, and therefore you also don't have to say it's according to Rabbi Yehuda. And the male, you're not forced to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Eivah Shana Shama Tluya Ba has Hakdosha but does not have Tmura. If so, perhaps the Maskana there's room to say that if one is Memer onto an Eivah Shana Shama Tluya Ba, the Tmura is Chal, maybe we would be able to consider that Behema be Behema. Eivah Shana Shama Tluya Ba maybe can be called a Behema. But unless we have a Tosis later on, Daf Chavova Meralif, Dibur Maskal Ha'imar Behema Zu Chetzia Tmura Seila, Tosis over there says clearly that according to Rabbi Yehuda, although Hakdosha can be Chal on Eivah Shana Shama Tluya Ba, but Tmura cannot, because of the Joshua of Behema be Behema, Taisis before that even the Maskana of this remains true. According to the Tana who argues under Basi in the Mishnah, Basi holds one can be Mamer onto an Aver, according to Basi, even if it's an Aver which is not Neshama Tluyaba, but if one argues under Basi and holds that Tmura does have to be on an entire Behema and not onto an Aver, then even an Aver Shana Neshama Tluyaba also Tmura would not be Chal. Reb Chaim Eizer in the Tshuva Sachiezer, Chele Gimel, Simon Nun Vov, Oiz Beis, he stressed at this point that even the Maskana, although we don't have a Hechrich to say that our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and if we also don't have a Hechrich to say that it's talking about Eivah Shana Shama Tluyaba, but still the Din will remain true to Maskana, even if one is Meimer onto Eivah Shana Shama Tluyaba, the Din will be that it's not Chal. Nachezer adds further, he says, if we take a look in the Lashon of the Rambam, in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Tumur, Alocha Tezayin, the Lashon of the Rambam over there is, Ha'imer Ragla Shal Behima Zu, Ayoda, Tachas Oyla Zu, the Rambam over there says, Eina Tumura. And Chaim Eizer says, perhaps there will be those who are medayik, the dafka if he's memer onto a yad or a regel of the behemo, it's not chal. But if it will be an eva shana shama tluyaba, the ram would be mashma that it would be chal. And it's brought down from the Sefer Sheshanim Ladovin, who's medayik like this in the lashon of the Rambam. Rabbi Chaim Eizer rejects this diyek, and he says, that in the same halach of the Rambam also writes, v'chein ha'omer behema zu tachas yodo iragla shal oidla zu, that also the Rambam says, eina tmura. There it's talking about where he's Meimer from a Yad or Regal of Hegdish onto a full Behemoth of Chulin. Ram says that also is not Tmura. And there the Chaim Eizer says, Akarcha Yad or Regal is Lav Dafka. Even Eva Shana Shema Tluya, but also that there won't be that the Tmura is Nachal. Since in that case, there is no Indian of Pashta over there. We're talking about where he's Meimer from, not where he's Meimer onto. Therefore, the Ram earlier also is Lav Dafka. When he says Yad or Regal, he's not coming to exclude Eva Shana Shema Tluya, but even if he's Meimer onto Eivah Shana Shama Tluya Ba, also the Din will be, according to the Rambam, the Tmura is not Chal. This is how the Mari Krokus over there learns as well, that although the Rambam says, Yadid Regal, who Din, the same would also be true by Eivah Shana Shama Tluya Ba. Now on this point, that which is Mavur, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, although he's masking that Eivah Shana Shama Tluya Ba, Hakdosha works, Tmura will not work, there's a kasha over here from the Migdash David, in the back of the Sefer Migdash David on Kachim, he has what's called Kuntris Bin Yonei Kachim, Simon Beis over there is Be'inyan Poshta Kedusha Bekulo, and in Sifkot and Aleph, he asks his following kasha. He says, that which the Gemara is Mavur later on in Dafir Aleph from Mid Beis, that although Rabbi Yehuda holds if one is Maktish and Eiver, we don't see that it's Poshta Bekulo, however, if he's Maktish Eiver Shana Shama Tluyaba, then it is Poshta. The Gemara brings three different Amirim, exactly which cases we're referring to. Rav Chizda said, Bedava Sha'isa Isa Trefa, Rav said, Bedava Sha'isa Isa Nevela, and Rav Sheisha said, Bedava Shehimesa. The Gemara explains what exactly is the machlekes between them, but according to all three of these shitas, we have to know what is the makar for Rabbi Yehuda to say that over here the entire behemoth will be niskadish when he's makdish eivah shana shama tluya ba. Earlier on, at the top of Yud Aleph from Medbeis, the Braisa brings what is the makar for Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon to say pashto when he's makdish only a regel. They learn from the pasuk kol asher yitam mimenu l'Hashem yi yakodesh. From the words yi yakodesh, they learn the rabbi says kula. That's how they know the din of pashto. Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda were not asking to that Joshua. The way they learned the pasuk when it says "Kol Shayitim Mimenu LaHashem Yiyakodesh," Mimenu LaHashem says only Miktas and not Kuloy. They don't agree to the klal of Pashto. They hold from the words Yiyakodesh we learn that it's not Yotzei L'Chulin even on Yedei Pidyon. And the shaila is, once the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda's masking be'Eivah Shana Shama Tluya Ba, where does he learn that from? Is it also Joshua from a pasuk? So as we'll see, there's machlokes between two Taisis and in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin, Dav Zayin Amar Aleph, brings the Braisa, Ha'im Ragla Shazu Eilo, the Machaikas, whether we say Pashta, and the Gemara there says, even if you hold, you don't say Pashta, that's only if he's Makdash Eivir Sh'ena Neshama Tluyaba, if he's Makdash Eivir Sh'ena Neshama Tluyaba, then everyone is Maskim, that the entire behemoth becomes kodesh. And Tosfos over there in Divrei Maschil v'nifshut haKedusha b'kulu, he quotes Argamor and Temura, and he says Argamor is muchach that one is makdish to regel according to the Manamah, that even in that case the entire behemoth is niskadish. It's learned from the pasuk of Kol Sheitim Imenu LaShem Yeh Kodesh. And Tosfos there also adds in, according to the Shita, that only by Eiver Shanasham Atliyuba it's Neskadish, that's also learned from the Joshua of the Pasuk. So that's the Shita of Tosfos over there. The Ouch Agamar says that Rehuda's masking by Eiver Shanasham Atliyuba, it's also limited from the Pasuk. However, in the Tosfos Rehazakin over there on the side of the page, he explains differently. In Dibur Maskel Hossam Behima, he says that when one is Makdish Eiver Shanasham Atliyuba, Kula Reitzel Lekadish. We understand that he meant to be Makdish the entire thing. He doesn't quote any Joshua from a Pasuk. Mashmai says the Tosfos Rehazakin is that when one says he's being Makdish Eiver Shanasham Atliyuba, we understand that he really means to be Makdish the entire Behima. And the way he understands, you don't have to come on to the Klal of Pashta. The Klal of Pashta is when he means to be Makdish one Eiver, the Torah says the entire Behima is Niskadish, according to the Shita, that even Be'Eiver Shanasham Atliyuba. The way the Tosfos Rehazakin explains, according to Behuda, Be'Eiver Shanasham Atliyuba, it sounds like it's working even without the Klal of Pashta. It is fair that when he says he's being Makdish in Eiver Shanasham Atliyuba, what he really means to say is that he's being Makdish the entire Behema. The 12 there learns this way as well. You don't need a Joshua from a Pasuk. And he says, clearly, by learning this way, we could avoid the Kasha that Tosfos asks over there. Since the Sugya over there, the Gemara is trying to make a comparison between Hakdosha of a Karbin and the Kedushin of an Isha. The Kedushin of an Isha also, we should say, the Din of Pashto. The Gemara is trying to say the same way if one is Makdish Eiver Shanasham Atliyuba by a Karbin. Everyone agrees that the entire Karbin is Niskadish. So too, if one is Makadish Chatzi Isha also, the entire Isha should be Miskadashas. And Tosfos' kasha over there is, if the din pashta by a carbon is learned from a gzera sekosav, and by Isha, who's being niskadeshes, we don't have such a gzera sekosav, if so, what's the Gemara's comparison? According to the Tosfos Rehazakin and the Ritva, they avoid this kasha, because they learn the Gemara's comparison over there is, from the case where one is makdish eiver shanasham atliyuba of a carbon, and there you don't need a gzera sekosav. If we could learn to kedusha Isha as well, when one is makadish achatzi Isha, the entire Isha should be niskadeshes. But Akapam, there's a machlekes rishonim, as we see. How does it work when one is makdash Eivash Hanashama Tliyuba, according to Rabbi Huda? Is that a Joshua from a Pasuk, or is that a Sfarah? Now, you should mention that Lecher, the Pashas of Agamar, would seem to be Mashma, Aderech, the Tosfos Rehazakin, and the Ritva, and not like the Tosfos over there. Because the Gemara here by us tells us that according to Rabbi Huda and Rameir, how did they learn the Pasuk Kol Sheitim Imenu Lashem Yehakodesh? From the words Yehakodesh, we learn that it's not Yotze Lechul Na Yidei Pidyon. If so, how could you learn from those words Yehakodesh the din of Pashta, in a case where he's Makdish Eiver Shanasham Atliyuba? This would seem to be Mashma, more Aderech L'Tosfos Rehazakin and in the Ritva, that you don't need a Joshua from a Pasuk. This already you know Misvara. This Kasha is asked already in the Sefer Avni Miluim, and Simen Lamed Aleph, Sifkot and Yudches. Avni Miluim leaves off with Tzarachiyin. Balkapam, to get back to the Kasha which we began, the Mikdash Dovid asks, the Arush HaSig is Mavur, that according to Rabbi Huda, although he's maskim that by regular Hakdosha, when one is Makdish Eiver Shanasham Atliyuba, the entire Behemah is Niskadish. However, by Tmur, it's different. One cannot be Memer unto an Eiver, even Eiver Shanasham Atliyuba. The Mikdash Dovid's Kasha is, Vishma, if you hold a Derech, the Shita of Tosfos over there in Kedushin. The Arush HaMehuda agrees by Eiver Shanasham Atliyuba, that the entire Behemah is Niskadish. It also works with the Din of Pashta, it's Gzeiras HaKosov, because by Esam, he was only Makdish that one Eiver, and Teres Mechayrus, the rest of it is Niskadish as well. If we can understand why there will be a Chilik between a regular Akdosha and Tmura, by Tmura we don't say that the entire Behemah is Niskadish. Migdash David asks, and as we said, this is the Shita of the Ritva as well, and one is Makdash Eiver Shanasham Atliyuba according to Rabbi Huda, that which the entire Behemah is Niskadish is not working with the Din of Pashta, and it's not Gzeiras HaKosov, rather it's a Svara, and when he says he's being Makdash Eiver Shanasham Atliyuba, it's really another way of saying he's being Makdash the entire Behemah. What would be the Svara to say that by Tmur it doesn't work? When he says he's being Mamer onto Eiver Shanasham Atliyuba, we should understand the same, he means to be Mamer onto the entire Behemah. How can we differentiate between Hakdosha and Tmura if Be'etzim his Kavanah really is to be Makdish the entire Behemah? This would seem to be a strong Kasha on the Tosfos Rehazakin and the Ritva, and what makes the Kasha even stronger is if you learn that it's not just the Havavina of our Gemara, that this remains the Maskana as well, as we saw in Tosfos later on at Avchavov, and as Achrayna pointed out, even though the Maskana is a Gemara after we have a new Pshat in Bar Pado, so the Hechik of the Gemara to say that this is the Pshat, that the Mishnah Daf Yud and the Mishnah Daf Tezayin is going according to Yehuda, then we're forced to explain that we're talking about Eiver Shanasham Atliyuba, and on that a regular Akdosha works but Tmur does not work, you lose that Hechach L'maskana. It's still the Achrayim say, we don't find any Chazara from this, the din will remain true that when one is meimer onto Eivor Shana Shema Tluyaba, the Tumur is Nachal, because this is also Nismayr from Behema Bibehema, or from the other Limud from Meiser. Again, the Kash will be according to Taisus Riyazak and in the Ritzva, why should this not be considered being meimer Behema Bibehema if his das was to be meimer the entire Behema? So the Midrash Shavit at first wants to suggest the possible teretz. He says, since we know the din is that even Tumur B'Tais is Chal, the Sigal later on Daf Yudayim, which we've mentioned previously, the Mishnah over there says, also Shagi Kemezer B'Tumura, and the Gemara over there actually explains, even in a case where he's a Baal Machshavais, he's not focused on what he's saying the words without thinking, still the Tumura is Chal. If so, the Midrash Shavit says, the same way it works the Chumra, that the Tumura is Chal when he says the words, even if he didn't mean it, so too the other way around as well, when his words are that it's being makdish one aver, even if it's an aver shana shama tluyubo, and we understand that his kavan is he really wants to be makdish the entire behema, since tmur is not dependent on what he's thinking, it's only dependent on the words which left his mouth. So even though we know that he meant to be makdish the entire behema, still since that's not what he said, the tmur is only chal on that one aver, and that's not behema bibehema, therefore it wouldn't be chal at all. This is how the Midrash Rabbah wants to suggest, but that's the Taisus Riyazakin. However, he concludes over there, it's not so pasha to compare that which should go Basar the Dibra not the Machshava when it's L'chumra, to going Basar the Dibra not the Machshava when it's L'kula. Therefore, he concludes hesitant about this Teretz. Now, I'll continue on to another point. The Gemara here in Daf Yud Aleph from Yud Aleph brings Lema Kitanoi. The Gemara wants to suggest that the Machlekes of Rabbi Yochanan and Bar Pado, whether Kedusha Chal al Ubrin or not, is dependent on a Machlekes Tanoim. We have one Braisa which says, Hashaychir is Sechata Samotzaba ben Arba Chai. Din is Einan Nechelos al Zichri Kehuno, Einan Nechelos al Efimina Kloim, Einan Nechelos al Yoy Mechur, has all dinim of Besar Chatos. And we have another verse which says Nechelos al Choladom, V'Nechalom B'Chol Mokoyim, V'Nechalom Lo'ilom, which means the Basar of the Vlad has a din of Chulin. And what I want to suggest, the Machlekes Tanoim is, whether Kedusha Chala al Ubrin, and the case would be where he was Makdish Shebehim Omeo Beres, according to the first Tana, the Vlad also is Neskadish has a Chatos, therefore its Basar also has to be eaten with Dine Chatos. According to the time of the second Braisa, Ein Kedusha Chala al Ubrin, the Vlad is not Neskadish as a Chatos, meaning it doesn't get its own Kedusha as its own carbon, however it will be Neskadish as a Vlad Chatos. However, as Rashi explains over here, the Gemara understands now this time it would hold Behavi Yosin Ein Kedusha, the Kedusha on the Vlad will only be Chal after it is born, therefore when one Shachs the mother, and the Vlad is found inside, the Vlad doesn't have any Kedusha, therefore its Buster can't be eaten as Chulin. The Gemara then rejects this, and the Gemara says, you don't have a right, this is Machlekes Tanoim, about whether Kedusha is Chal al Ubrin, we could explain the Machlekes Tanoim differently. As Rashi explains over here, the case could be talking about at the time he was Makdash, it was not yet Umil Beres, so here there is no question about whether Kedusha Chal al Ubrin or not. Here the Vlad will definitely get a din of Vlad Kodshim, and the Machlekes is, as the Gemara explains, at what point is the Kedusha Chal, is it Bava Yosin Hen Kedushin or Bama Iman Hen Kedushin? If he holds it to Bava Yosin Hen Kedushin only after it's born, so the Vlad doesn't have any Kedusha, so it's eaten as Chulin. If you hold Me'iman and Kedushin, the Vlad has Kedusha now ready, as it's developing, it's getting Kedusha. Therefore, the Basar we have to be eaten as Besar Chatos. The Gemara brings another Ribayi Seima that we could say there is no Machlekes Bechal over here between these two Braises. Both Braises are going like one Tana, and the first case is talking about Rizmachish Rebbehim and Moberes, and it fits with the Shita of Yechanan, that Kedusha can be Chal and Obrin. And the second Braise is talking about Rizmachish before it became Moberes, and the Braise holds Bavioson and Kedushin. What we could take out of the sugya is that there are two possible reasons why the Vlad would have to be eaten as a chatos, either because it has its own kedusha, if you hold kedusha chal al ubrin, so it's also a chatos, and mele when it's eaten, its basar has dine chatos, or because Vlad is kachim b'me'inu and kedushim, they already have kedusha inside before they're born, therefore they have kedusha as chatos and have to be eaten as a chatos. Now there's a fundamental question which the Achrayim ask over here, and that is, Vishnu we could understand that if the Vlad was niskadish through the Kedusha of Vlad Kodshim, according to the Tzad Me'iman and Kedushim, that we understand that when one is Makriv of the mother, the Vlad also gets a Heter Achilo, since it's not its own carbon. If it would have been born before the mother was Hukrav, then would not be that Rotzeh Ba Miskaper, Rotzeh Bevlodim Miskaper, as we saw earlier in Daf Yud. It's not a separate carbon. If it will be born, he won't have the option of bringing the Vlad itself as a carbon. It will have the Din of Vlad Chatos, so it will go to Misa. So it does not have its own Kedusha. Its Kedusha is part of the mother. So if it was not yet born and one was Makir of the mother, we understand that it also gets a heter b'achila. However, if the Kedusha of the Vlad is because Kedusha kept Michal in an Uber, and the case is talking about he was Makir Shem Moberes, and a separate Kedusha was Chal on the Vlad, so we know the din will be that if the child will be born, Rotzeh Bav Miskaper, Rotzeh Bevlodim Miskaper, it does not have the status of a Vlad Chatos, it's its own carbon, which as we saw in Daf Yud, this is dependent on Shairi Meshuyer, the ability to separate the Vlad from the mother and give it a different status. He could have left it over and kept it Chulin, or it could have been Makdish it as a different type of Korban. As we saw, this is based on Uber Lav Yerechimoy. Therefore, when he's Makdish and Mubeis as a Chatos, we understand that it's a Hakdosh of Tuchatois, the mother and the Vlad. If so, then the Kasha is, Yahush, we see here that if one shechs the mother and the Vlad is found inside, on the side of Kedusha Chal al Ubrin, we understand that one has to eat the Vlad with the Kedusha of a Chatos. What Bechal is the Heter Achila over here? The Chere the Vlad needs its own Akrova. Here you are not Makar of the Vlad, you are Makar of the mother, and there are two separate Karbonis. What is the Heter Achila on the Vlad? Just because you are Makar of the mother, what gives the Heter Achila on the Basar of the Vlad? This Kash is addressed by the Briskarov, by the Chazanish, the Stipel in the Kilos Yaakov, and others. As Briskarov, this is in his Sefer al Rambam on page Nunches, the Briskarov says as follows. He says, although if one is Makdish the mother with the Vlad inside, they have two separate Kedushas, the din will be that if the child is born, there are two separate Karbonis, still, as long as the Vlad is still inside the mother, then they are considered one Karbon. The way the Briskarov says it is, they have two Kedushas, but they're one Karbon. One Karbon means that there's a way to be Makar of the Vlad and the mother together with one Hakrova, even though Uber Lav Yerech Imoy, and for that reason the Vlad has its own Kedusha, but when it comes to being Makar of it, one could be Makar of the mother and the Vlad together with one Maisa Hakrova. We don't say that you have to wait until the child is born in order to be Makar of it, and as long as it's inside the mother, when one goes through the Avodis to the mother, that's considered Hakrova on both of them together, because while the Vlad is still inside the mother, it's considered as if they're one Karbon. So although they have two different Kedushas, the two Kedushas together right now are infused in this one Karbon. After Ray the Vlad is born and they're separate, now Ray they'll be considered two totally different Karbonis, since Besim they had two Kedushas all along, it was only while the Vlad was still inside, then they're like one Karbon because they have one Hakrova together. This is how the Briskov explains why the Basar of the Vlad becomes Mutter, because it's considered to have had Hakrova together with the mother. And Chaznish also addresses this issue, this is in Tmur Simon Lamed Gimel, Sifkot and Aleph. The way he asks the Kasha is, that when one shechs the mother, since the Vlad is considered a separate Karbon, he says, L'char the Vlad should get a din of Kodshim Shemesu and it should need Kfura. Since when the mother is shechted, the Vlad is already considered that it died also with the Shechita of the mother. So since it's a Karbon which died without having the Avodah been done to it, it didn't have Zrika Saddam to be Materit, so it should need Kfura. So the Chaznish answers this Kasha similar to the Briskarov, but with a slightly different Nosach. He says that since the Maisa, the Vlad and the mother, right now are really Miguf Echad, even if Uber Lav Yerech Imoy, still in Metzias, the Vlad is getting its Chiyas from the mother, and if it is somewhat similar to an Aver of the mother, therefore when the Avodas are done to the mother, the Zrikas Adam of the mother also serves as a Zrikas Adam on behalf of the Vlad. So though the Vlad is a separate Karbon, still the Zrikas Adam of the mother serves as a Zrikas Adam on behalf of the Vlad as well, and that's how the Basar of the Vlad becomes Mutter Ba'achilo. So Chaznish is somewhat similar to the Briskarov, but he doesn't go so far to say like the Briskarov that we look at it as if they're one Karbon, as even while the Uber is inside the mother, they are two separate Karbonis, but the Zrika Saddam, however, can be matter the Vlad, just like it's matter Bachila, all the Eivarim, it can be matter the Uber as well, even though we're going Uber Lav Yerechimoy. The Chaznish makes a similar point in Simon Lamed Beis, Sivkot and Zayin. This Lashon is even more clear, he does not mean to say that they are one Karbon, they are two separate Karbonis, even before it's born, it's still a Zrika of the mother helps to be matter the Vlad, just like it's matter all the other Eivarim. There would seem to be a har, the way the Chaznish explains over here, according to the Chazanish, that these are two separate Karbonis, how is it possible for him to bring two Chatois? We know that if he only did one Avera, it's not shaykh to bring two Chatois for one Avera. Bishma, according to the Briskarov, we look at it as if it's one Karbon, cause man and Vlad is still inside the mother, they are considered one Karbon, but according to the Chaznish, that is two Karbonis, how can they both be kosher? The same way everyone would agree that if one is mafresh two totally separate animals for a Chiv Chatos, even if both of them are shechted simultaneously, they cannot possibly both be kosher as a chata, since he only did one avera, here l'chari as well, if they're separate karbonis, how can they both be kosher chatos for the same chet? At this point we need further clarification according to the Chaznish. Another interesting point, which may also be told in these two versions, the Chaznish and the Briskarov, is the Mishnah later on Daf Chof Hei. The Mishnah of there is before that a person can be makdish, the mother and the Vlad, with two different kedushais. The mother could be a shlomim and the Vlad an oilo. Tosfos at the top of Yud Amud Beis explains that according to Bar Pado, who holds that Kedusha cannot be chal in an Uber, he would have to learn that Mishnah is talking about Kedusha's Domim, the Vlad cannot have Kedusha's Haguf, unless it becomes Kaddish through the Kedusha of the mother, in that case it would have to have the same type of Kedusha as the mother. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's possible for the Vlad and the mother to be Niskanish at the same time with two different Kedushas. When the Vlad is born, you'll be makif the mother as a shlamim, and the Vlad is an Eila. However, what would happen in a case where you shechted the mother before the Vlad is born? So here we have a case where there's two karbonis, there are two different types of karbonis, and you shechted the mother, what will be the status of the Vlad? The shayla will be, according to the Briskarov, that calls man the Vlad is still inside the mother, we look at them as if they're one karbon. Can we even say such a thing in this case, where the mother and the Vlad are two different types of karbonis? Can we say that while the Vlad is inside the mother, the Batsim consider like one karbon? That's one point that would need clarification according to the Briskarov. Another point would be, if we can consider both of them as one karbon, what would we say as far as the Basar of the Vlad? Would it be possible to say that in this case also, the Vlad is Nechal as the mother, with Dine Shlomim, in this case the Vlad is an Oilo, it doesn't have any Achila Bechlal? That point will also need clarification. What would be the din according to the way the Briskarov understands? According to the Chaznish, that we look as if they're two different karbonis. Although the Zrika of the mother helps for the Vlad, but in this case, for the Vlad has a Kedushas Eilo, that Rei L'Chayah will be posh that the Vlad is not Nechal, since it's a separate carbon and it's an Eilo. Now another point to discuss over here, now which the Gemara has mavur that this Braisa, where one Shechter Rechata, Samotzeba ben Erba Chai, the Braisa tells us that the Basar of the Vlad is Nechal with the same dinim as Besar Chatos, and the Gemara has mavur this could be for one of two reasons. Either case is talking about where he's makta shechatas mu'beres, and it fits with the shita of Rabbi Yechanan that kedusha is chalal ubrin. If so, then the vlad has its own kedusha, and it's nechal as a chatas. The other side of the gemara would be that here it's talking about vlad is kachim. The kedusha of the vlad is not a kedusha that it got from his akdoshas peh, rather it's neskadosh aide the mother. And if vlad is kachim v'im neikdoshim, that would also be reason why the buster of the vlad is nechal with dinei chatas. Then the Chaznish discusses according to these two tzadim of the gemara. What would be in the case where the Vlad that was found inside was not right to be kosher as a chatas? For example, if a Vlad is found to be a zohar or a tumtum and androgynous, which obviously is not right for a chatas, what is it then in this case? Would we also say that the buster is nechal with dinei chatas? So the Chaznish talks about this in Parah Simin Beis Sifkot and Aleph. As the Chaznish says, that according to the Tzad of our Gemara, that the case is talking about he was makdash al behemah mo beres, and the Vlad is neskadosh because it gets the din as its own chatas, which fits with the Shita of Rabbi Yechon, that Kedusha Chalal Ubrin. And in this case, where the Vlad was not right to be a Chatas, since it was a Zohar, so it was never Neskadosh in the first place. And therefore, you would not say that the Basar is Nechal with Dinei Chatas. Rather, the Basar has a Din of Chulin, since he was never Makdish the Uber. He tried to be Makdish it as a Chatas, but it turned out to be a Zohar. And Kedusha from the mother doesn't get either. Since he was Meshayer it, he didn't include it in the Kedusha of the mother. He wanted to give it its own Kedusha. Since that Kedusha didn't work, and it will remain Chulin, and the Basar will be Nechal as Chulin. However, the Chaznish says, if you hold like the other side of the Gemara, the pshat in this braisa is the Vlad has kedusha through the mother. It's talking about he was makdish the behemah before it became meuberes, and the kedusha of the Vlad is the kedusha of Vlad is kachim, which is me'iman and kedushim. Then the Chaznish says, we could pose the question, what will be the status of the Vlad? So though we know the Vlad is niskadish, that we see later on in the Afir Aleph from an Aleph, even a tumtum of androgynous are niskadish when their Vlad is kachim. So though the apostle for Akrava still they have kedusha sagof, however, the question will remain, what happens if the mother is shechted while the uber, which is a tumtum androgynous or a zachar, is still inside? Do we say that in that case also they have din yachila as besar chatos? And the tzad amar l'chaznesh explains, perhaps while it's still an uber b'me'imoy, we don't consider it as if it has a psul. If it doesn't have a psul, then also we get a heter b'achila as part of the mother. Or the chaznesh says the other tzad would be, when does the vlad get a heter achila along with the mother, only in the case where if it would be born it would be roi l'akrava? In this case, where it's not roi l'akrava, it can't get heter achila through the akrava of the mother. So interestingly, there's a Meshech Chochmah which talks about this. In Parashas Vayikra, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chav Ches, the Pesukim over there are talking about a chatas yochid, and the Lashon of the Pasuk over there is, Oyhoida ilov chatosei asher chota vehivi karbonoi seiras izim temimo nekeva al chatosei asher chota. And the Meshech Chochmah is b'dayik in the Lashon of the Pasuk, it says, seiras izim temimo nekeva. Usually the Lashon which the Torah uses would be Nekeva Tmimo or Zohar Tamim. Here it says Tmimo Nekeva. The order is switched, and he suggests, perhaps this is to be Meremez. If it would have said Nekeva Tmimo, you would have thought that in order for a Chatas to be kosher, it has to be totally a Nekeva. Meaning if it had a Zohar inside, wouldn't all be kosher as a Chatas? He says perhaps the Vlad would be Pasul, or he has a tzad to say the mother also would be Pasul. That would need Hezber, why should the mother be Pasul if the Vlad is a Zohar? But Al Kapanim, he says, now that the Torah says the Lashon of Tmima and then Nekeva, that shows us that it doesn't have to be all in Nekeva, even if it has a Zohar inside, still the din of the entire Chatas is kosher, meaning the Vlad also is part of the Chatas and has the same dinim, it's also Nechal as Besar Chatas. Now, the Meshech Chacham is not talking about a case where he's makdish the lad with his own Kedusha Schatos. As a few days, we're talking about a case where it was Nisabra afterwards and has a Zachar inside. This was the case where the Chaznish was mistapik. Perhaps in order to say that the Vlad also has a din to be Nechal as Besar Chatos, it would have to be that it itself would be Roy Lakrova if it would be born. Meshech Chacham is assuming, and he's being medayik from the Pasuk, that the Vlad also in this case would be Nechal as Besar Chatos, even though it's a Zachar and would not be Roy for Hakrova as a Chatos after it's born. Still, if the mother is shechted while the Vlad is still inside, the Vlad is Nechal as Besar Chatos. Now, continue on. Towards the bottom of the Omer, the Gemara takes a dramatic turn in the sheet of Barpada, and the Gemara says, Barpada is maskim in the case of Tam B'meit Tmimo, that Kedusha can be chal in an Uber. The Homa Chaykus between Barpada and Rabbi Yechanan is dafka in the case of a Tam B'mei Ba'alas Mum. Barpada holds, since the mother has a Mum and cannot get Kedusha Saguf, the Vlad cannot get Kedusha Saguf either. It can only get Kedusha Domim. And Rabbi Yechanan holds that although the mother cannot get Kedusha Saguf, the Vlad can. In the first lesson of the Gemara, the Nusach which the Gemara brings to explain Rabbi Yechanan is Hani Kebeis Behemais Ninu Imhid Loi Mikdasha Aval Iu Kaddish. And the second lesson, the Nusach is Uber Lav Yerech Imayhu Afgav the Imay Loi Kaddish Legufa Vlad Miyab Kaddish Legufei. And here already in the Maskana, we have to have a new way of understanding Barpada. We discussed in the previous year how to understand Barpada up until this point. That which Barpada held, that Kedusha cannot be Chal in Uber. We mentioned the Machaikus between Rashi and Taisvis. Rashi learns the sugyo that the nidoin whether Kedusha could be chal in an Uber is totally in Shairi Meshuyer or Shairi Ein Meshuyer. According to Bechen, that Kedusha chal al Uber and he holds Shairi Meshuyer, and one is Makdish the mother, he could be Meshayer the Vlad, either to give it a different Kedusha or to leave it as Chulin. Bechen holds Uber Lav Yerachimah, it's considered a separate entity, therefore if he wants he also, he could be Makdish just the Vlad without the mother. And Barpada holds in Kedusha chal al Uber, he holds Shairi Ein Meshuyer, the Vlad is a Yerachimah, it's a chilik of the mother. If he was makdish to the mother, he cannot be mishayer the Vlad, and if also he cannot be makdish to the Vlad with a separate Kedusha. At this point already, where Barpada is maskim that one can be makdish to the Vlad with its own Kedusha, as long as it's a tam b'meit tmimo, and the chayr according to Rashi, he would also hold shayer meshuyer, akarachi it is considered a separate entity, it's not a chelik of the mother. If so, what is the pshat? Why is it that if the mother is a balas mum, then he cannot be makdish to the Vlad with its own Kedusha? The chayr, the pshat will be that although we are considering it a separate entity, he can be makdash the Uber without the mother if the mother would be a Tmima, and he can be makdash the mother without the Uber, he could be Meshayer. But still, if the mother is a Balas Mum, and the Vlad is physically still living inside the mother, is getting its chias from the mother, then the Vlad would also have that chisern as if it itself had a Mum. It's physically part of the mother who has a Mum, therefore the Vlad also cannot get Kedusha Saguf. Now, according to the way we explained from Taisvis in the previous year, the original understanding of Barpada, the Aush Barpada holds Kedusha cannot be chal in an Uber, is not because he holds Shairi Einu Meshuyer and Uber Yerech Imoy. Rather, even Barpada would theoretically be able to hold Shairi Meshuyer. Rather, the Pshan Barpada was, as we explained from Rableib Malin, while the behemoth is still inside the mother, it's not Roy La Krova, and Kedusha cannot be chal on something which is not Roy La Krova. Just as Kedusha cannot be chal on Klaim or Yoytze Doifin, and Uber also is not Roy La Krova, and therefore if one is Makdash Kedusha Saguf, the Kedusha Saguf is not chal. And Rableib explained, what does Rabbi Yochanan hold? He says one of two things, either Kedusha could be chal, since eventually it'll be born and then it'll be Roy La Krova, therefore Kedusha Zaguf could be chal now ready as well. Or the other tzad to say was that it is Roy La Krova Agav the mother, since theoretically he could be Makdish the mother, then when he's Makrav the mother, the Vlad is also considered a chelik of the carbon, so that is considered that the Vlad is Roy La Krova, that's why Kedusha Zaguf could be chal. Now already when we get to the Gemara Maskana and we see that Barpada is maskim, that Tam B'meit Tmimo, Kedusha Zaguf can be chal, the machaikus between Barpada and Rabbi Yechanan is only a case of Tam B'mei Balas Mum. So Rabbi over there says that we could explain the machaikus as Gufo, what is the reason why a Vlad B'mei Ime is considered Roy La Krova. Rabbi Yechanan would hold that it's considered Roy La Krova because eventually it will be born and then it will be Roy La Krova and now also could be Chal Kedusha Saguf. If so, then even if it's Tam B'mei Balas Mum, since when it's born it will be Roy La Krova, Kedusha Saguf could be Chal now already. But Shenking Barpada holds like the other tzad, that what makes an Uber B'mei Ime Roy La Krova is not because eventually it will be born, rather because there's a potential to be makdish the mother, and be makar of the mother, and then the Vlad will have Akrova together with the mother. If so, we understand very clearly that's only by Tam B'mei Tmimo, where if he's makdish the mother, he could be makar of the mother, but Shengin Tam B'mei Ba'alas Mum, where the mother cannot have Akrova, and male Vlad also is not considered Roy La Akrova, there's no way he can have Akrova now, therefore Kedusha Zaguf cannot be Chal on the Vlad either. This is how Rebbe explains the Machlekes of Brechen and Barpada based on these two tzadim. We can take a look further in the stipler in the Kiyos Yaakov Simin Tes. He has another way of explaining the Machlikas Barpadi and Rabbi Yochanan, according to the Maskana that they argue by Tam B'mei Ba'alas Moma. Now continue on to Amud Beis. At the top of the Amud, the Gemara brings the Machlikas Tanoim, and one is Makdish Ragli Shal Oilo. Do we say that the Kedusha is Pashto to the rest of the Behema? The Shita of Rameh and Rabbi Yehuda is that we do not say Pashto, only that Aver is Neskadish. Therefore, you do with it is, you sell it to someone who's Mechiv in Oilo, and can be sold for the value of the Behema minus the Aver that he was Makdish. These Tanaim explain the Pasuk, Kol Shayitim Mimenu Lashem Yia Kodesh. From the words Mimenu Lashem, we learn that only Miktes is Kodesh, not the whole thing. And from the words Yia Kodesh, we learn that it has Kedusha Saguf, and is not Yotze Lechul Naidei Pidyon. The Chayin point out already, it would seem from the Lashon of these Tanaim that without the Drosh of Mimenu Lashem, you would have said that the Kedusha is Nispashed to the rest of the Behema. The Biskra of the Dvashal, they ask, L'chay, without any Drosh of a Pasuk, Misfar, you would not have known the Din of Pashto. You need a drasha to tell us Pashto. As you see in Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Shimon, they have a drasha the other way around to say that the entire Behema is Niskadish. And the Chayim explained that Enechanami doesn't really mean to say that without a Pasuk, you would have said that it's Pashto to the rest of the Behema. As Rabbi and Rehuda are just coming Lafuka, the drasha of Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Shimon, they're showing how we could explain the Pasuk differently, that it's not coming to tell us the din of Pashto, rather only that Chilik which was Makdish remains Kodesh. Now the Chayim also explained, what does it mean, Yochel Tetzi Lechulin? You would have thought without a special drasha, that when he's makdish only one aver, it's yotzel lechulin, meaning with pidyon. Rashi in Chulin daf samach tes amud beis diber maschal yochel. He says clearly that this is what the Gemara means to say. Yochel teitzi lechulin means you'll be paid to that specific aver. And the Chayin Mar bothered. Why would you think that one could be paid to it? Since obviously what we're talking about is that he was makdish that aver with kedusha saguf. And the Biskrov adds further. Akorach when we say mimenu lashem that mixas is kodesh but not the rest, we're talking about kedusha saguf. Because to be makdish one aver kedushas damim, that you wouldn't need a pasuk to tell us that. It's pasha, a person can be makdish anything he wants for kedushas damim. So obviously when it says, kasha yitim menu lashem yiyah kodesh, menu lashem tells us that that mixas aver is niskadish, we're talking about that it was niskadish with kedushas aguf. If so, why would you need a drasha to tell us it's not yotzel lechulim with pidyon? Why should it be different than anything else which has kedushas aguf, which does not have pidyon unless it's a balmum? After the Biskrov brings this kasha on Rashi, the Rashi in Chulin which says, the Yochel Teitzi L'chulin means one could be paid to that specific Aver. That's the Havmina which you need the Pasuk for. He then brings it Rabbeinu Gershon and Erichin Daf Hei seems to have a different pshat. Rabbeinu Gershon explains these words, Yochel Teitzi L'chulin, these words are not referring to the Aver which he was Makdish, rather it's referring to the rest of the Behema. Yochel Teitzi Shar HaBehema L'chulin, Rabbeinu Gershon says. Meaning when he's Makdish one Aver, you would have thought the rest of the Behema is Yotze L'chulin, for that you have the Pasuk of Yehi HaKadosh. And many Achrayim are bothered, what exactly does Rabbeinu Gershon mean to say? L'chair, this is true. The only thing that wasn't Niskadish is the Aver, not the rest of the Behema. The Aver Shadin is Himachir L'tzarche Oilois V'demei Achulin Chutzmi D'mei Aver Shabo L'pshaz, because the rest of the Behema is not Niskadish. The only thing that wasn't Niskadish was the Aver. And the Kedusha that the Aver has is Kedusha Seguf, which does not have Pidyon. If the only thing he could do with it is sell it to someone else who has to bring an Oila. What does Rabbeinu Gershon mean to say? The Yochel Teisil Chun is referring to the rest of the Behema, not that Aver that he was Makdish. That is true, the rest of the Behema is actually Chulin. So there are a few Mahalchim and Achrayim which are given. In the back of the Sefer Kibbutz Shirim Chelik Beis, there are a few letters over there. And amongst those letters, there are two from Reftali Beinish, the son of Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, who was also killed at Kiddush Hashem, as was his father, Rabbi Chanan. The Hagabam over there on page Kuf Chaf Aleph, one could take a look over there, and he has a Mahalch to explain this to Rabbeinu Gershom. The way he explains over there, Rabbeinu Gershom has a whole new way of understanding these Shitas of Rameh and Rabbi Yehuda, who do not hold of Pashto. One could take a look over there. The Migdash Dovid also has a Mahalach to explain this to Rabbeinu Gershom in his Kudnis bin Yoni Kodshim, Simen Bezei Salif. For now, we'll say over the Mahalach of the Biskarov, he explains what Rabbeinu Gershom means to say is that when one is Makdash one Aver, and Kedusha Seguf is Chal on that Aver, even though according to these Tanam, we do not say Pashto, and the rest of the Behema really is Chulin, but still there's a din to be Makar of the entire Behema on the Mizbeach, because it has one Aver which has Kedusha Seguf. So when Rabbeinu Rabbeinu say, Timachal Tzarchei Oilo, it's not the pshat that this is simply an Eitza Toiva, since he has a Behemoth which has Kedusha Seguf on one Aver, there's nothing he can do with it, and he cannot be pointed that Aver, since it has Kedusha Seguf which is not Yotze L'chulon Aydei Pidyon. The Eitza would be at least to sell it to someone else who needs an Oila, this so you could recover the loss, at least most of the money the Behemoth will get, everything except for the value of that Regal. That's not the pshat that Biskrov explains according to Rabbeinu Gershom, that the entire Behemoth gets a Din HaKrova, since it has one limb which needs to be brought on the Mizbeach, that's already Mechayef to bring the entire Behema as a carbon on the Mizbeach. So Timachal Tarcha Oila is not simply an Eitz HaTayva, rather it's a Chiyuv, he has a behemoth which is mechuyev to be makrev on the mizbeach. However, you could sell it to someone else, and that person will be makrev it, and the first person at least could get back his money for the rest of the behemoth. This is how the Biskrov explains, but that's Rabbeinu Gershom. Yochel teitzil chulin means the shar of behemoth. I would have thought that the rest of the behemoth does not have a din akrava. Kamlashma, we learn from the pasuk that it does have a din of akrava, and the way to do that is by selling it to someone else who has to bring a karban oila. Now, I'll mention another point over here. On the sheet of Vermeer, Rabbi Yehuda hold that when he's makdish one aver, that aver is neskadish with kedushas haguf. Afterwards, he could sell it to someone else who needs oila, and then it could be hukar on the mizbeach. We know that there's a gemara in a number of places. Later on in Tmur Daf Chavov, in Zvachim Daf Yud Beis, Kedushin Daf Zayin, the Gemara talks about a case where there was a behemah shal shnei shutfim, and one of them was makdish his half, afterwards he bought the other half from his friend, the shutif, and he was makdish the second half as well. The din is, Kedusha v'ina kriva. Although now already the entire behemah is niskadish, still the din is that it's not roiv to be brought as a carbon. This is known as the din of dichoy, since when he was makdish the first half, the second half was not roiv for akrova because it was not yet niskadish, it belonged to his friend. Therefore, even eventually, when he's makdish the second half also, it remains dochoy, it's not roi la'akrova. The Gemara explains over there in Kedushin, in this case, the kulam, you don't say pashto, since it belongs to someone else. If it would have belonged to one person and he would have been makdish half, you would have said that it's pashto to the rest of the behemah. The kulam, because this is no worse than eivir shana shama tluya ba. When it belongs to another shutif, then already you don't say the din of pashto. That's what we're in the Gemara in Kedushin. Now, firstly, Taisus in Chulin and in Zvachim ask, why don't we say in Ersigya as well, when he was makdish one eivir, afterwards when he sells the rest of the behemah to someone who needs an oila, and that person is makdish the rest of the behemah, why don't we say there also that it's dochoy? Since when he was first makdish one eivir, that got a kedushas haguf, and it was not roi la'akrava, so even after he's makdish the rest of it to remain posel la'akrava. So Taisus answers, this case is different, since in our case the entire behemah was owned by one person, so when he was makdish one eivir, it was biyodoy, he had the ability to be makdish the rest of it as well, there we don't say dochoy. It's only dochi in a case where it belonged to two different shutfim. One shutif was makdish his chelek, and he has no ability to be makdish the rest of it. That's why we say this din, that it's nidchel la'krova, and it will never be roi anymore. Now there is, however, a different kasha from that gemara, which Achreinim discussed, and that is, that in that memra, which is a memra from Rabbi Yechanan, he's the one who says, behemah shal shnei shutfim, if one is makdish his chelek, there's a din of dichoy. The gemara says, shma mino tlas. We see from this memra of Rabbi Yechanan three important yesaydes. One of the yesaydes over there is, shma mino yish dichoy bedomim. Which means that we see from Rabbi Yechanan there's a din of dichoy, meaning a behemah which was neskadish and was not roi at the time, will never be roi in the future either, even if the original kedusha that it had, at the time that it was not roi, was only kedushas damim, there also will say the din of dichoy and will never be roi anymore. In other words, one could have thought only if he was makdish a kedushas haguf, and at that point he had kedushas haguf, yet it wasn't roi, there will say a din of dichoy. From Rabbi Yechanan we see that even if he was makdish only kedushas damim, also the din of dichoy will apply and will never become roi. But Akupan, we see from that Gemara, that one is makdish only a chilik of a behemah for a carbon, it does not have kedushas haguf, it only has kedushas damim. Has the fit without which we see over here from Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda, that when one is makdish one eiver, it's not yotzei l'chulin, it does not have pidyon, meaning it does have kedushas haguf. The chur, if he's only makdish one chilik of the behemah, it should never be able to be chal kedushas haguf, just like we see over there in the memory of Rabbi Yechanan. So this kasha is discussed in the Tshuva Sach Yezer, chilik gimel simen nun vov ois aleph, and he says, akorach, what you have to say is, similar as far to that which we just said over from Taisvis, the reason why in Ersig there's no dichoy, since it's owned by one person, it's not shutfim, and he had the ability to be makdish the entire thing, for that reason Taisvis says there's no dichoy, it's also the answer to this question why it's neskadish kedushas haguf. That which the Gemara is mevur, that when there are two shutfim and one of them is makdish his chelek, it's only chal kedushas damim, that's because he doesn't have the ability to be makdish the entire behemah. If it's not ability to be makdish the entire behemah, it can only be chal kedushas damim. If he's the sole owner of this behemah, and he has the ability to be makdish the entire thing, then when he's makdish only one chelik, it can be chal kedushas haguf. Now that letter which we just quoted in the Achiezer, which is written to Rav Goin Echad, without a name, it says that the letter is being written as a follow-up to a discussion that they had when they were together in the Krenitza, and it's known that that letter was written to the Briska Rav. If one looks in the back of the Chedushei Rizal Levi al Rambam, on page Ayin Ches, there's a letter written in response to the letter of Reb Chaim Meiser. Reb Chaim Meiser's letter was dated Daud Adar Tov Reish Peivov, and the Biskrov's return letter was dated Chof Ches Adar Tov Reish Peivov. And the Biskrov begins his letter by quoting Reb Chaim Meiser's chilik, and asking when one is makdish and Eiver, Kedushas Aguf can be chal, Mashenki in the case of Shnei Shutfim, of there Kedushas Aguf is nachal, since he didn't have the ability to be makdish the entire behemah. And the Biskrov there takes a different mahalach, and he says over there one of his fundamental yesodis, which is again many places, the Biskrov says that often when we find the lashon of Kedushas Damim, it does not mean what we call Kedushas Damim, that the only thing that was neskadish about the chifetz is its monetary value. It doesn't have any kedushas aguf at all. He brings many places where we find the lashon of kedushas dam, and what it really means to say is that there's a type of kedushas aguf which originally was never imid lahakrova. Its whole kedusha in the first place was not that it itself could be brought, because it itself is not roi. Even if kedushas aguf is chal, and the only time it will be yotze bepidyon is with a mum, it's not what we know as kedushas damim. But still, it's not a kedushas aguf which was lemaisa roi lakrova. Its din mitchila is that it should be roya. It should wait till it gets a mum, and then it will be nifte, and then with the money you'll bring a carbon. And this grove brings many rayas to this concept of a type of kedusha which is more than kedushas damim, but still it's not a full kedusha which is roi li kariv. The whole kedusha mitchila is that it should be roi until it gets a mum, and then a carbon will be brought with the money. This is what the Gemara means to say, that Shema Minog Yesh Tichi B'domim, because in that case, where one Shutif was Makdish his Chilek, it was a Kedusha which Mitchili was not Roy Lakrova. That's what the Gemara is saying, that even over there we say Dichui. But surely the din is true that when one is Makdish the Chilek of the Behemo, like you see in Esrig, when he's only Makdish one Aver, Kedusha Tzeguf can be Chal, there also Be'esem Kedusha Tzeguf is Chal, and it will not be Yosel Chum without a Pidyon. According to this part of the Biskarov, obviously the Kash of the Achyezer falls off. When a mayor Rebbe in the Braisa say, Yochol Teitzi Lechulin Tamaloyma Yia Kodesh, and one is Makdash one Aver, it's not Yotze Lechulin Laide Pidyon, because it does have Kedusha Saguf. That's not a seer to the case of Behemah Shal Shnei Shutfim. They also Kedusha Saguf is Chal, and it's not Yotze Lechulin Laide Pidyon unless it gets a mum. When the Gemara says Kedusha Sdam over there means something else, it just means a Kedusha which Mitchila was not Roy La Krova. Now I'll continue on to the Gemara's Safik Behemshech, Boi Rova, Ba'if Mahu. Rava has a suffix whether you say the din of Pashto, when one is Makdish a chilik of an oif, and his two tzadamar, behema omer rachmano of holav behema hi, idilma carbon omer rachmano, v'hai naim yi carbon hu. The pasuk where the Tanaim learned the din of Pashto, says, in behema asher yakrivu menu carbon lashem, kol asher yitim menu lashem yi akadesh. So on one hand, that pasuk says the word behema, maybe that excludes oifis. On the other hand, it says the word carbon, that perhaps would include oifis. This was the suffix of Rava. The Rashi over here learns, the Safik of Rav is Bidas Sheb Yesi, if one was Makdash to the regal of an oif, does the Kedusha spread to the rest of the oif? Now the Chayim point out over here, why does Rashi only explain the Safik of the Gemara according to Reb Yesi? The Chayim could also explain according to Meir and Reb Yehuda, in a case where he was Makdash Eivar Shana Shama Tluyaba, they also these Tanaim are Maskim to the Din of Pashto, the Chayim the Safik would be Negea there as well. And furthermore, the Chayim bring that the Rambam brings this Safik of Rav, whether you say Pashto by an oif, even though the Rambam does not paskin like Rabbi Yossi. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir, that you don't say Pashto when one is Makdish one Aver, only when he's Makdish Aver Shana Shama Tluya Bo, and still he brings the Safik of Rava. The Rambam is in Perek Tes Vav, Hilchos Meiser, Kabonis, Halacha Beis. The Rambam of Net Halacha starts out by paskining, Aimer Yodah Shal Zu Oilo, Iragla Shal Zu Oilo, Timacher Lechavi Oilois, Vidame Achulin, Chutzmi Dme Oisei Aver. This is like the sheet of Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir, that you don't say Pashto. Further, in the same Halacha, the Rambam says, Ha'omer liba ay reisha shal zu oila, ha'yov hikdish davar shana shama tluya boy, haray kula oila. So Ram paskins the din that when one is makdish davar shana shama tluya boy, they're the kula am you say the din of Pashto. And the next line of the Ram, he says, hikdish aver echer min ha'oif, haray ze suffik in miskadish kula oila in miskadish. This is the suffik of Rava. And the Kesem Mishnah of there points out that although Rashi explained the suffik of Rava, in a case where he's makdish a regular of the oif, the Ram obviously did not learn like this. Ram explained the suffix of Rava by a case of Eivar Shana Shama Tluyaba. This is Mukhir from the fact that the Ram brings the suffix of Rava, even though he doesn't pass in the din of Pashto, when it's not an Eivar Shana Shama Tluyaba. Obviously, the Ram was learning not like Rashi. So the Lechem Mishnah in Hilchas Erechin, Perikei Alocha Yudawid, he says there isn't really a machoikis between the Ram and Rashi. Rashi just chose to explain the suffix of Rava according to Rebesi. Echnam, the same would also be true in a case where he's Makdish Eivar Shana Shama Tluyaba according to Rehudin Rameir. The same suffix would apply, do you say Pashto over there by an oif? However, other Achayim do go with the Mahalach that there's actually a Machikus over here between Rashi and the Rambam. In the Frankel Rambam over there in Perek Tez Vav, Hilchos Maaser Karbonos, they bring from Machuvas Rabbi Kveger HaChadoshos and Evan Ezra Simen Ches, who explains what is the Machikus between Rashi and the Rambam. He explains that Rashi did not want to learn the suffix of Rava by Eivar Shana Shama Tluyaba, because Rashi holds, this is a point which we discussed earlier, Machikus between Zu Taisusin and Kedushin, that which Rameir and Rehuda are masking by Eivar Shana Shama Tluyaba, that there is a din of Pashto, is that from Gzeiras HaKosov or is that Misfara? The truth is we should really mention that the Sheet Mekbetzes right here on the Omid in Oisei also had two tzadim about this, whether it was Mikra or Misfara. The Akapan Rabbi Kveger explains that we could say this is the Machayikus between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi held that that which Rehuda and Rameir are masking by Dover Shana Shama Tluyaba, that's not Gzeiras HaKosov, that's learned Misfara. Therefore, there would be no room for Rava to be mistabik in a case where he is Makdash Evesh and Hashem Utliya Ba'ava Oif. Surely there would be a din of Pashta. A Karach Safik is only with Asher Basi in a case where he is only Makdash one Ever. The Rama, however, would hold like the other Tzad, like the Sheet of Tysus and Kedushin Dav Zayin, even Evesh and Hashem Utliya Ba also needs a Gzeres HaKosov. Therefore, the Ram could explain that the Safik of Rava is also by Evesh and Hashem Utliya Ba. Is there a din Pashta by Oifis? And the Safik will be in the Pasuk. Do you say Behema Marachman of Hailaf Behemahi? Or carbon am rachman of hainami carbon hu. I have the movement simon laman alaf sifkat and yudches learns this way also to explain the machaikis rashi and the rambam. Now I'll continue on to the next topic of the Gemara. Bai rava hikdish ever ledomov mao de teches le kedusha saguf. As the Gemara explains, the topic is whether we say two migus. There's one migu kiva de nachle kedusha sdomim, nachle nami kedusha saguf, which is the site of rava behemshech. The Gemara discusses this more at length later on in the few tests on Midbeis. This is a cloud that if one is makdash behem which is right like krova, and he's makdash with kedusha as domim, the din is that it's chal kedusha saguf. The lashon of Rashi over here and the Ramaschal the domov, his lashon is kadosh kedusha saguf ve'in liyachal lemachroi hayav hu gufei chazi la'ayla. Since it itself is right for ayla, you don't sell it. Rather, it itself is brought as an ayla. And the suffix of the Gemara is in this case where he's only makdash one aver ledomim. Well, you say the two migus together, one migu that the kedusha will be pashtah to the rest of the behima, another migu, even though he's only makdash kedushas damim, kedushas aguf will also be chal. As the shali with the girsa of the Gemara, the girsa that we have befaneinu, mi amar kivim de nachtle kedushas damim, nachtle nami kedushas aguf, umid akdashay lechad ever akdashay lekulu. That girsa will be mashmer that the first step would be that the kedushas dam becomes kedushas aguf on that one specific ever. And the second step would be that the Kedusha spreads to the rest of the Behema. The Shita Mekubetas, however, in Oysi Yadawad, he changes the whole Girsa. His Girsa is, Mi da Akdashe Lechad Ever Akdashe Lekulu, Umid Nochas Le Kedusha's Damim Nochle Lame Kedusha's Aguf. The first step would be that the Kedusha spreads from the one Ever to the rest of the Behema. So the whole Behema would now have Kedusha's Damim, and then the second step would be that the Kedusha's Dam becomes Kedusha's Aguf. The Shita Mekubetas bases this on the Rashi. And Dibur Maschal Hikdash Ever, the way Rashi explains the suffix of the Gemara, the first step would be that the Kedushas Domim spreads to the rest of the Behima. And the second step would be, once the whole Behima has Kedushas Domim, the Kedushas Dom turns into Kedushas Aguf. And we should just note that although the Shita Mekubetz has changed the Ergirsa based on the Rashi, Rashi himself in Erichin Daf Hei, where the same Gemara appears, over there in Dibur Maschal Hikdash Ever Ledomov, Rashi goes with the Girsa that we had, that the first step would say that the Ever which he was Magdish, goes from Kedushas Dam to Kedushas Aguf, and the second Migu would say that the Kedushas Aguf spreads to the rest of the Behema. Like a Pshuta, it would seem that it's important to establish the correct Girsa, because the Chared is a clear nafkamina on the side of the Gemara that you don't say two Migus, so what din remains? If you go with the Girsa that we have Bifanenu, like the Rashi and Erechin, if you only say the first Migu, not the second Migu, what would happen would be that that Ever would have Kedushas Aguf, and the Kedushas Aguf would not spread to the rest of the Behema. If, however, you go the Girsa of the Shita Mekubetas, which Rashi Bifanenu has, and if we don't say two Migus, what we would be left with would be the whole Behemah would have Kedushas Damim, the Kedushas Damim would spread from the Ever that he was Makdish to the rest of the Behemah, but nothing would have Kedushas Aguf because you would not say the second Migu. This would seem to be the Pashtus, that even if you don't say two Migus, one Migu you would say, therefore one would have to establish which Migu would come first. However, as we'll see, there are a number of Achaim who learn not like this, and they understand that if you don't make two Migus, you don't make the first Migu either. The Mikdash Dovin and the Kuntres Ben Yonei Kochim, Simen Bezei Salif, the Biskarov over here, as well as the Eilish Shleim and Erichin Dafei, they all explain that it's either both Migus or no Migu. I'll see in a moment where is the Pshat on this, but Al-Kapan, if this is true, then rather we know Nafkamina which Migu comes first, because anyways we cannot say one Migu without the other. Now what is the Pshat on this? Why would it be that you have to say both Migus, you would not be able to say one without the other? So the Biskarov and the Mikdash Dovin, they say along the same lines, the Mikdash Dovin bases this on Rabbeinu Gershon and Erichin. The basic mahalach is that on Kedushas Dam there is no din of Pashta. This is Mavur in the Sigin Erichin over there, even according to Rebasi, that when you're Makdash one Ever, you say Pashta, that's only by Kedushas Aguf. Kedushas Dam would not have the whole concept of Pashta. This would make sense since the whole din of Pashta is learned from Gzeiras HaKosav, which is written by a Karbin. Kipshut the Pasuk is only talking about Kedushas Aguf, not Kedushas Damim. Therefore, when one is Makdash an Ever with Kedushas Damim, the only tzad to say that it could be Pashta to the rest of the Behema would be if you first say Migu Denachta, the Kedushas Dam becomes Kedushas Aguf, then it could be Pashta, but without it becoming Kedushas Aguf, there is no Pashta on Kedushas Damim. And the other way around is also true. In order for us to say Migu Denachta, the Kedushas Dam becomes Kedushas Aguf, you need that it should be Pashta. If with only one Aver you not say Migu Denachta, This, as we've seen, Rashi over here, the whole svar of migu dinachta is that since anyways this animal is ready for akrava, why should you sell and bring a different behema? That's as far to say this animal itself gets kedushas aguf. That's obviously only true if the entire behema is niskadish with kedushas domim. So in order to say migu dinachta, you need pashta. So here we have that each migu is dependent on the other one. You can't have pashta without migu dinachta, and you can't have migu dinachta without pashta. So this is really the suffix of the Gemara. Do you say both of them together? And the Achrim Ramadaik in the Lashon of Rashi and Eirichin, Lashon of Rashi over there is, do we say Trei Migu Le'yamin and Yachad? We don't say two Miguim together. Meaning the only way it could work is if they're done together, because each one cannot be Cha without the other one. This is the suffix of the Gemara. Maybe you don't say either Migu, because each one first needs the other one to work in order for it to be Chal. Therefore nothing is Chal. Or do you say no, that they could be Chal together at the same time? Simultaneously, each one gives the other one the ability to be Chal. And again, as we said, according to this, there is no nafkamina which migu will say first, because nothing is going to be chal without the other one. So either both migus will be chal, and the entire behemoth will be niskadash with kedusha sagof, or will be left with just one aver which has kedushas domim. Now, for the last few minutes, we'll speak briefly about the next suffix of the Gemara, v'yimine mirava hikdash chad aver ma'u begiza. The Shittim Kabetzes over here in Islam, a gimel explains the suffix is according to Rabbi Yehuda, where you don't say pashta. According to Basi, if he's makdash one aver and you say pashta, obviously it's not negiah, the whole behemoth is niskadish. We're going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and the suffix is, if only one aver is niskadish, is the entire behemoth usher begiza. Now, Nagoy Sagra, however, he says differently, this going is not printed on the page, it's in the back of the Gemara, but he says that you could say the suffix of Rav is even according to Rabbi Yisi. He doesn't explain what he means, but lecher, what the going would mean, is going back on the previous suffix of the Gemara, according to the Tzad Gemara, that you don't say two migus if he's makdish one aver ledomim. That would be a case where we have a behemoth with just one aver, which is kadosh. There will be kedushas damim, but kedushas damim also is asr begiza v'aveda, and that could be the suffix of Rava. What is the din if one aver has kedushas damim? Is the entire behemoth asr begiza? The Rashi over here learns the suffix is only benegia giza, not benegia aveda, because when he does aveda with the behemoth, he's machish the behemoth, meaning he weakens it, and even that specific aver, which is kadosh, also gets weakened. Therefore, that definitely would be asr. The suffix is only benegia giza, but there's no shaila about being machish it. Here the Gemara has a suffix, is it usher or not? Now I'll mention that the Minchas Chinuch, a mitzvah tov pei gimel ois yud, he quotes the Rashi over here and he asks, he doesn't know why Rashi is derish time with the Kro. The Pasuk says that there's an Isser Giza v'avoida, l'isavoid v'b'chor sheirecho, v'l'sogayiz v'chor tzeinecho. How does Rashi know that the Isser avoid is because one is machish to behima? Maybe it's tamuk zeres the cost of not to do avoida with the carbon. The Minchas Chinuch says, Luli dibi Rashi, we could have said, that the Gemara did not have a suffix about Aveda, because that's Pashit. When an animal does Aveda, all of the limbs have a chelik in doing that Aveda. Therefore, he's doing Aveda with this limb as well, the one that he was Makdish. That's not a suffix. The question just is, as far as Giza, the Giza is not being done with that specific Aver. That's the suffix of the Gemara. If only one Aver is Niskadish, it's the entire Behima Asr Begiza. Now, the Ram, when he brings the suffix of Rava, he brings it both as far as Giza and as far as Aveda. The Ram is in Perek Al Filchus M'ila Halacha Yud Gimel. And he says as follows, Hikdash Aver Echrim in a behemoth, Bain le Bedekabais, Bain le Mizbeach, Hareya Dover Sophic in Masura Kula Begizeva Avoido, Ayena Asura, the Figach Ein Loikin Aleha. The Ram brings the Sophic of the Gemara both as far as Giza and as far as the Avoido. And the Mechas Chinuch in Tav Pei Gimel Lois Tess asks on the Rambam, the Sophic of the Gemara seems to only be by Giza, as far as Avoido Lechur, it's possible that it would be Yasser, since when a behemoth does Avoido, all of the Avarim take part in that Avoido, Lechur, that should definitely be Yasser. And leaves off its Archin on the Rambam. The Marikorkas explains Bedas the Rambam, he understood the Sophic of the Gemara both as far as Giza v'Avoida. He suggests perhaps the Gersa of the Rambam was different. He was Gersa Hikdish Chad Aver Mahu, without the word Begiza, and the Rambam understood the Sophic as both as far as Giza and Avoida. And the Yisrael of the Sophic of the Gemara, according to the Rambam, is perhaps that which the Torah asked for Giza v'Avoida is Dafkan a Behem which is totally Kodesh, a Behem which is only partially Niskadesh, the Torah never gave the Yisrael of Giza v'Avoida. Therefore, even Avoida, which is Machish, the entire Behemoth, including that Aver, according to the Minchas Chinuch, the Iker Nekuda is not if it's Machish, the Iker Nekuda is what's considered to be doing the Avoida, even if the entire Behemoth is doing the Avoida, including that Aver, but since the Torah never asked the Isser of Giza of Avoida in a case where it's not totally Kodesh, this was the Suffolk of the Gemara. This is the way the Sfasemis explained the Suffolk of the Gemara as well. He says, when the Pasuk says, Loisagus Bechert Seinecho, the Pashas of the Pasuk would be Mashba only if the entire Behemoth is Kodesh, that's the Suffolk of the Gemara. This would explain the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam had a suffix by Avoida as well, even if the Avoida is Machish to Behema. Still, the Torah never asked for the Isser of Avoida if it's not totally Kodesh. Now, Rashi L'Chor did not learn Al Derech the Sfasembes and the Mari Kurkis. Rashi did not learn that the suffix is whether the Torah meant to ask for even a Behema which is only partially Kodesh, or or only behemoth which was totally kodesh, because if that was the case, even if avodah is machish, that specific aver, still the Torah never asked for an avodah on a behemoth which is not totally kodesh. However, there is perhaps a svara to be mechalik and explain that really Rashi did also learn the suffix this way. The suffix is how to understand the pasuk. And Rashi held, as far as avodah is concerned, since the avodah is machish each aver, it's mistabber to say that when the Torah asks for an avodah, it's even on a behemoth which is partially kodesh. However, when it comes to Giza, where you don't have this svara, there the Gemara had a suffix to say maybe the Torah is only answering if the entire behemoth is kodesh. According to this, Rashi and the Rambam could both learn al derech the same mahalach. Where does the Yisrael suffix of the Gemara? The machlokes Rashi and the Rambam just is it possible to say that even as far as avodah is concerned, it is sad the Torah only answered if the entire behemoth is kodesh? Rashi holds that's not mistaber, and the Rambam holds the Gemara can't be mistabik as far as that as well.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.